We're now in the Chalban's Talei Chaim on Purim, and it's on page Sadi Tes. Okay, Sadi Tes. So it's Sadi Tes. So it starts Bir Inyan Achor Be'Achor Panim Be'Fanim Be'Hanesira. Okay, so we all know the story of creation, of Adam and Chava, and how they were created, and that there's multiple, if you look at the story, it goes through different steps, almost like it tells us the same story a few times. How were they created? How was Adam originally created? So here we're going to go into that, and then the significance of that process of the creation of Adam and Chava is really also can be applied, and we'll see beautifully, to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so here like this. Divrei HaRizal, Mahut, you made Hapurim Mesodom HaNelam. So Besicha HaKodemes, Reinu Beofen Klali, Et Mahut Inyan Amalek B'Tanato, Et Haderech Lilachem Bo. So in the piece that we just did before, we saw the issue of Amalek, what their claim was, and how do we fight Amalek. So here, Besicha Zo, Nigash Bechaste Hashem Ledrush Niflavim Matok, Halahu Divrei HaRizal Shehuvu Bekama Sifrei Chasidus Hashem Mevaer Lanu Et Inyan HaPurim. So this is going to be a drush, an incredibly sweet drush by the Ari, and which is brought down in a number of Sifrei Chasidus that explains the idea, the deeper idea of Purim. Val Piv Mitbaeret Hamashmaut HaPnimit. Right, so this will through this will really explain the deep kedusha of Purim and how it relates to all the mitzvahs of the day. So nilkat me'at mitamtzis l'shon hakedusha v'achar mikhen nivaer b'chaste Hashem ma'at mizer zelashona. Okay, so I'm sure what happened to. He lost Jordan. Okay, we'll catch him up when he comes back on Kavori. V'ata, navo el bir inyan yimei Purim v'hamigila v'mordechai v'maot megabot Purim v'hamishta v'hamsimcha. So now we'll explain all the issues that relate to Purim. Hinei nitba'eretz leinu b'drushei nukva v'binyan miut hayerech ki v'chol zman shel hagalos omdim haduchra v'hanukra achor v'achor koyim yachol. So now we're going to explain in the drush of Nukva. Now Nukva again always is the idea of the receiver, the feminine, and the idea of the miut, the degradation of the moon, or again the idea of the receiver being in a weakened state. Let's just say, and that the whole time the Chosman Shel Galus Omdim. That would, in essence, the feeling of our experience of galus is when the masculine and feminine are back to back all the days of the mundane. So the idea that we'll see that the duchra is the idea of the mashpia, and that's Hashem in our case, and the nukva is us. That's us, the receiver, and that when we're in galus, what we're experiencing is a back-to-back relationship, meaning our back, so to speak, is kaviyachol to the back of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We make Hashem rotzim la'azor panim mifanim, but when we want to return back to the face-to-face intimate relationship with Hashem, tzarech shetakdim b'chinas haflas hadormita hatardema. So we need to go through a process of sleeping, going into that sleep, meaning, like we said before, he's not even telling us this, but I'll tell you, that again, if our model is Adam Chava, when they were created, they were male and female together in one, but the male and female were back to back. Hashem then says Lo Tov Hayos Adam Levado, Nase Lo Ezer Kenegdo, and puts Adam to sleep. That's the Tardema, the Hadormita, he calls it, right? So that you have to go through now in order to get away from the back to back relationship, where they're not facing face-to-face. So you need to first go through this slumber where Hashem puts Adam to sleep, only to then bring out Chava. Okay? So now al hadukra kedesha teyasa hanesira betucha lasor imo apim and pa'apim. So in order to get now the masculine Hashem to be able to come into this situation of face to face, Hashem, so to speak, has to be put to sleep. Only then can you come face to face. So this is, again, an analogy, but the idea is that when we're in this back-to-back galus, so in order to get to the place of face-to-face, the masculine has to go to sleep. And that's the true hester panim, right? That's the most intense hester panim, meaning we're saying that in order for Hashem to be able to turn back to being connected to us in this, in a face-to-face type of experience, so now you're going to have to go through a slumber where Hashem puts Adam to sleep. So to Hashem, the Adam, the Dukhra, the Mashpia, has to then go away, so to speak, be put under, right? L'yot ki inyan Mordechai ve'Esther haya b'sof ha'shivim shana shel galus b'bavel kanada, right? We know that the whole Purim story with Mordechai and Esther happens at the end of the 70-year galus that occurs post the first destruction of Beis HaMikdash. L'chein az kfar b'imehem hechil inyan tikun ha'duchra v'ha'nukra k'dei lachzor ampin ba'ampin v'yigal Yisrael. Right, so if we're working on is getting to that back to, you know, getting back, no pun intended, but getting back to the face to face relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to go through a Adam being put to sleep in order to create the Nesira, the separation that needs to occur in order to get us back to face to face. So the inyan hanchala zo he inyan hadormita hashanasa az bimehem. So the beginning of this is the slumber that was done at the beginning of, that was done in the time of Mordechai and Esther. V'zeh sod hatzara ha'atzuma shahayta az liYisrael asher alav ne'amar v'hinei eima chashecha gedola. Right, so what this the nature, we have the nature of, one second, just need to, sorry, okay, all right, so, this idea that the description of the Eima Hashecha Gedola, which by the way is really referring to what? That's Bereson Ben Amasarim by Avram, but he's seeing this darkness. Vamra Zal Hashecha Zogalas Madai Shehech Shechaynim Shal Yisrael V'inyanu Hu Lefi Sha'az Haya Hadukhra B'sod HaDormita. Because when we are experiencing that darkness is because the Dukhra, meaning Hashem, in terms of his being Mashpia, he goes into a slumber. That's so we're experiencing nothing, right? Because Hashem is in a as you call it, the dormita, the tardema, the sleep. The noda ki haman harasha haya astrologa gadol kanoda beinyan vayapel por hu hagoral miyom liyom chule ubefrat mashakasov. That what it says ki hu. Vaseres banav klulim kol asara klipin hachitzonim v'yada b'chachmasov inyan miut v'hashkachaso yisbarach ha'yisro b'yam mahim v'yos v'b'china hashena v'lachin chasha v'allah b'libo ki hazman muchan la'beid sonim shal Yisrael. So Haman, who was incredible, like he was so keyed in, he sensed this, that the fact is that there was that Hashem's hashkacha was not apparent. So he read it as this is an opportune time to come in to destroy the Jews. Zeh sod inyan vikuach Haman im Achashverosh im yala biyadam etzazo veheshiv lo Haman yeshno am, right? V'dersh rozal yashenhu ha'elokash alahem v'havein zeh. So when Haman's telling Achashverosh, because Achashverosh is like, I don't want to mess with these guys, and Haman's saying, no, you understand, their God is asleep. And it's exactly it. This is the tarmisa. This is the dormita, right? This is the slumber of the kaviyachal. Like we have this idea, the analogy that before the panim b'panim, the face to face, you're going to go through this phase. Now, liyot ki hadormita hahihi l'tovas and sheisra. But the reality is that this process of slumber is actually for the best of the Jewish people. Kadesha Tidnaser Hana Hanakeva Meachor Vyachsu Panim Bifanim Vigalu Yisrael Viban Besa Mikdash. So this process is a good thing for us because this this removing of the back-to-back allows for the coming together of a face-to-face where we're going to be then redeemed and we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. V'chein hityatzu shneim ki bizman ha'hu shaloka shalahem hu yashem yakdimu heim labed v'lashmin l'asoneim shayisua kedesh shalo yish aru afilu m'sei ma'at yiru'uyim l'gula v'alidei kach lo yibanet Beis HaMikdash. Right? So v'hinei. So then the fact of the matter is like this. V'hinei. Af is man hadermita en han nekeva yeshena. Now this is think about this. So in our analogy of Adam and Chava being separated, and that during the slumber of Adam, the nekeva is not put to sleep. Ki az misdalkin hamochin min haduchra, because at that point the flow that's coming from the mashpia, the masculine Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So what's happening at that point is it says that Hashem, he built Chava, right? It says that he was building Chava to then bring her to Adam, right? So that's where we have this idea that we now, at this point in time where we're not getting the Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nekeva is not sleeping. It's actually in the process of being built. And so that this awakening, so to speak, is going to come from our side, from the feminine, which is Klal Yisrael, and Mordechai is going to take on that mantle. V'kiraot haman et Mordechai sha'al yado hayta ha'ara v'hashkacha al Yisrael bezman ha'hu. Right, so you have him getting advice from Zeresh and his advisors. They sense that there's something going on with Mordechai, that Mordechai is having an impact. So then they came up with this idea, let's go after Mordechai, he's a problem. But they sense that there's something going on with Haman. Haman with Mordechai. V'as Hashem Yisbarach v'rachamav heyir herat nukva halyona he godelet Mordechai v'Esther aval yadam nasu Yisrael min hatzara hagdola hahi kemosh netbar v'zeh inyan Mordechai v'harato. So that Mordechai, Esther, they're on the nukva side. And so while God is asleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time is empowering the feminine side, which is Klal Yisrael, and then and all of a sudden you see this incredible power that Mordechai and Esther have to be able to orchestrate this entire geula. Okay, so now let's go through each of these stages. Kidei shenuchal lavin ma'at mizera divrei ha'arizal. Okay, so this is coming from the Ari. Narchiv ma'at bebiur hamusagim hamuvam b'dvarav. Achar ba'achar and the seer of epanim epanim. So let's understand these three stages that the Ari is talking about: the back to back, the nesira, which is the separation, and then the face to face. Ki adu amareches hayachasin hapnimit bein hakadosh baruch hu ve'am Yisrael hizo hamutaret b'shir hashirim. This, the nature of understanding the relationship, the deep relationship between God and the Jewish people, it's described in Shir Hashirim. Kesher bein hadod v'harayah, right? It's between the idea of the lovers, bein dechura hamashpil and nukva hamikabelas, and between the masculine that is giving over, and the feminine that's receiving. V'anu, we who is the lover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rayato Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hamikabelim menu et ora v'tuva, who receive his light and his goodness. Hakesher shebein ish v'isha ba'olam hazeh makbil el hakesher shebein kodesh b'riach v'knesset Yisrael. The relationship, the love relationship between a man and a woman in this world is a parallel to the relationship, the connection that we have, that Hashem has with Knesset Yisrael. B'muvan zeh, melamdim otanu hachachamim. So in this understanding, our rabbis teach us, our wise men teach us, shehakesher bein adam v'chava b'sefer b'reishis mita'er b'diuk rav et hakesher bein kodesh b'riach hu v'knesset Yisrael. We're taught that the idea of that the connection that Adam and Chava had that's described in Sefer Bereishis, it describes exactly the connection between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. Kach Yamida, Ha'olam HaTachton Makbilet Ha'olam HaElyon. First, we have to understand that what that this lower world has a parallel in the upper worlds. And so, through this world, if we can learn and understand what's going on in the upper worlds. Until now, there's a number of different phases or aspects within the relationship between Adam and Chava. At the beginning, the first stage was male and female, or the feminine was connected to Adam, but back to back. Like we see in the Gemara, Kenegin Tziyazo, Shal Achor Ba'achor, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Tova Yos Adam Levado. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes that state of being as this is not good for man to be alone. Levado HaKavana Kemo Leved, Anaf Echad, Yeshet Achat Mechuberes. It's the idea is that Leved is one branch, one identity that's connected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzal La'atzivet Ha'isha Keneged Adam. But Hashem wanted to set it up so that you'd have the woman facing man. Mul panav, panim b'fanim, v'lo achor b'achor. Right? Not a back-to-back, but a face-to-face. V'alzeh amar eselo ezer kenegdo. HaTorah mita'eret, so the Torah is describing it, ha'talich, right, the Torah describes for us the separating of man from female, male from female. That is the description of that of separation is called the nesira. Okay, so now tahalich zeh hitchil mehapalat adam alad. I mean, it starts with HaKadosh. Right, what happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Adam to sleep. Adam, and while he's sleeping, Bana Hashem et ha-tzela et ha-isha. Then Hashem creates the tzela, which is like we always think of it as the bone, is right as the but the idea of he builds the woman. It's when Hashem is finished completing her standing, let's just say, he te'er Adam, then he awakens Adam, v'chazer ha'ish v'isha l'matzav shalpanim b'fanim. And now they come to a place where they're face-to-face. L'maisa, anu motzim, shlosha matzavim b'mareches ha'yachzim b'in ha'ish l'ha'isha, so that what we find is the three types of relationships of how male and female relate to each other. First, back-to-back, nesira, the separating, and then the face-to-face. Devarim elu amukim. These are very deep ideas. Ubam lermoz al tahalichim ruchniim pnimiim v'nelamim. This is really coming to hint to us the patterns or the ways that we have in the spiritual realm on the deepest and hidden ways. Okay, so gam bekesher bein Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'am Yisrael anu motzim et shloshet hamatzav melu, that we Klal Yisrael have with God these three stages. That when we're in, the Rizal's talking about that when we're in the state of Galus, that what? We're in a state, the parallel is to this Achor Bachor. We're back to back. And then the first stages of Geula are this idea of the parallel to the idea of Nesira, the separating. The final stage of Gula ultimately is face to face. So now let's think about what these ideas are. Okay, now. So he explains, he brings down Harav Kook. Harav Kook mevayer, Shemashmot hamusag panim hu lashon panim. The idea of face is really the idea of the inner. The pnim, pnimius, hapanim, mishkafot et hapnimius shel Adam, because the face actually it is a description or it reveals, let's say, the inner what's going on inside the person. Et haishut Ishiyot v'ham yuchedet shelo, right? The person's individual is unique individuality or personality. Et bechirato v'rotzono, his choices and his will. Lumat zot ha'achor mashkev et ha'hefech. But the back of a person is the opposite. Et ha'tzadim ha'tivim ha'hechrechim shabadim, right? That, the back, really describes the person's nature and, you know, like the things that are the things that are, in a sense, they are not the reality, the things that are. So, Ikar Mahus Ha'adam Hu HaBechira Shalo. The truth is that the essence of a person is his ability to choose. V'hi HaMechuvenes Lift the Panim. And this is the idea of a person's, like, inner, the Panim, the inner side. Lumat Zot, in contrast to that, the Matzav Shebo La'adam Ein Bechira, so that in a situation where a person doesn't have the choice, lemaisa in bitoy lemahuto v'lepimita, right? In the person, when they're in the realm of a place of where they can choose, that is the truest expression of the person's individuality. But when they have no choice, right? It's just like neutral. There's nothing there, right? It's very much like off the shelf. Nothing about the person's individuality. And that's this idea. When we talk about the achor, it's really not, it's the most non-personal. That's really like just the idea of what is. Right? So now the panim is the idea of choice, of a person's will, free will, and the back of it, quote unquote, is the nature, that which is. The zel lashon harav kook in olas reya. So a person's power to choose reveals the person's character, his individual character. And that the flip side is the person's like natural, like, you know, instinctive, let's say, side of himself. That's the quote unquote acharayim. Okay. So, kach gam mevar haramchal, shamusag achor mevate kesher tivi v'mechrach, v'lo kesher bechiri v'ritzoni, kimo shenir edvarov behemshech. So the Ramchal, you know, has the same idea. It's funny, Ramchal came earlier, but the idea is that, again, a person's free will, person's ability to choose, that's really a reflection of the innermost special quality of the person. Whereas the other side, the natural, like, instinctive would be that which is really, like, you know, stock, nothing unique, so to speak. So zohi hametziyah shel Adam v'chava mechubarim gav v'gav. So the description of Adam and Chava in that original state of back-to-back was a chibur tivi v'mochrach, right? That's a connection that's completely, like, you know, completely not, like, just in a base level, let's call it. Heim lo bachru b'kesher, that they didn't choose this connection. Zohi ha'ovda netuna me'etzem yitziratam. This was how they were created originally. There's no choice here. Ametziyut zo, amar kadosh baruch hu she'enena tova. And a kadosh baruch hu's description of this is lo tov. Lo tov shehazu yos bein ish li'isha tia mochrechet. It's not good that the relationship between male and female should be something that's without choice. He tzricha liyot bechirat. It has to be based on free will. V'kach hifra kadosh baruch hu etan v'chava v'ifshir lahem levatzei et hakitkashrut v'achibar neem v'bechirasam ha'ishit v'mirtzonam hachofshi. Right? Hashem said, this is not good. We need to give them choice. We need to allow them to choose and have that free will to choose. Shuv lo chibar hativi gav v'gav ela chibar ritzoni. Now they're going to connect by choice. Chibur shava mi bifnim, chibur shalpanim bipanim bifanim velo hechrech. Right, so it's not forced on them, but rather it's something that they can choose to do and they willingly do on their own face to face. So kach nosad bechol hishtal luviyot shel hazugit beolam. And this is really how the idea of relationships play out in the world. Ish v'isha mitchabrim bebechira velo behechrech benigur lekishrei mishpacha horim v'achim. Right, so the idea of male female getting together is that that is going to be based on choice, free will, in contradistinction to the family relationships, which you don't choose your parents and your siblings, right? That's already forced. There's no choice there. Hakesha hamiyuchad bein ish ha'ish v'ha'isha hu bechiri toda shavutzon chofshi velvat yisera mizot kedei l'shamer itamid et hameimad ha'bechiri shavo yatzar kadosh baruch hu et hasharut hagirushin kaviyachol lahorot lanu shetamid kayemet optzia shel hatpardut ashem imela mevia lakach shebechol eis hashakesher kaim harei shehu bebechira v'lo v'echer. The whole idea that divorce is a possibility is in order to ensure that the relationship is one of free will and of choice. That at any time you can opt out. It's funny, I just had, I'm trying to get a guy to sign on to my software, and he comes to me and he says, I need two things changed. I need it to be a one-year term instead of three-year term, and I need to have a 30-day out. So, right, so if he stays with me, so then that shows that, you know, it's by choice, right? Even though that's not going to go down, I don't think I'm going to get the okay for that. But the idea of the gerushin is on the table is showing that it reflects in the relationship being one of free will. Im kein, hamuvan shel achor hu hechrech. So the idea when we talk about the back-to-back relationship, Adam Chav and the initial creation, that's one of lack of, there's no choice there. Memela kol marechas yachzin ham yutzadet al ha-hechrech. Velo abach yorachav shes mushreshet bebechinas mitziot shel achor v'achor. So the idea when we think of achor v'achor, back-to-back, that's a reality of no choice. Lumadzot kol marechas yachzin ham yutzadet al abach yorachav shes shel shnei yadzadim. And the idea of free will that you choose to be together, that's the idea of face to face, right? That's where, so you see this contrast. Now, in Cain, hatafkid shel hanesira hi hamaver mimatzav shel hechrech umatzav shel bechira. So now the truth is, nesira, that idea of the separation, that act of separation, is really going from a place of no choice to a place of choice, right? Have omer hanesira yotzeret et habechira vebonata. That nesira, the separation, is something that creates the situation of choice, and is what helps build zelash naramcha binyan zeh. Before the souls come into the world, right? We're completely connected to God. We take pleasure from His light. We are completely dependent on Hashem. Ach, beboshes hapanim, kiman de'achel v'lav delay. But it's Muhammad Kusufa. We call it the bread of shame because it's like you're not eating from what's yours. But this is the state of where it's the female of being in a case of back to back. Shekol kocha eino ella mehadechora. It's only her power is completely dependent on the masculine. Vinezek kechol shar hanivram shepolim b'koach mochrach. So this is like all other creations that really work without any type of, it's all there's got to be a better word. I have to figure out a good word in English for mukhrach. But like I keep on saying, it's just what it is, right? And they have no individuality. Zulat masha mekabim min hashara shali, right? All they are is what they get from the upper sphere. Aval b'rtzot HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtiyah ha'avoda b'vnei adam shehi ma she'eno b'idei shamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to give man the opportunity to be able to not be stuck, to have the belt of free will. He needs darach sha'rotzon ha'elyon yitein lehem inyan shabo lo yitzrichim lo yisbarach. So Hashem has to create a situation where we're not dependent on Him. K'mo she'tzrichim b'shar advarim. V'yuchul lef'ol b'vitzad ha'atzman b'kiv v'chirosom. And they'll be able to do whatever they want. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a situation where now he sends these neshamos into into the feminine, right? Enters into the feminine, completely separated off, and then Vivonotash Alolya, right? It allows it to create itself, or to create an individuality. Vizemasha notin Bisharash Hatachtonum Kot Biltim Itzarech El Hahara Al Yona. Right, so the transfer over from this dependence to independence, right, to allow for the power of free will. V'hi hanotenet lahem shevach v'mala, shemisham v'hala, nogeh lahem lavo el p'nei ha-melech, v'lechashev etzlo ki isha d'bala, v'sheyeh ha-melech pone elehem ba'ava, ki heim ha-meshunim Meshunim leshevach mikol shahar brios sheish lehem hamaseh habechiri hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives humanity the ability to then, like this again, of making space for us to have this free will, is then again another description of this idea, this process of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Adam Chava model, separates the female from the male and empowers the female. Right, and then what does that empowerment allow free will for the feminine? V'hu ha-moel yote l'bria, v'anotein la hashlemut, and but allows for this now, this entity that's now having its independence and free will, the ability to become whole. V'nimsam shutfim imo yisparach b'kim olamo v'ashlamato, and they become partners of the Kaddish Baruch in his world. Imkein ikar hamala v'ashevachu ha-bechir v'lo ha-hechrech. So what do we see? That the highest plane, the greatest praise is that of the idea of free will, of choice, and not that which is forced on us. La'asot et ritzon Hashem mitoch hizdahut ha'pinimit v'lo rak mitoch kefiyah v'shibut. Right. So the highest, right, to do God's will from an independent position, and not by something that's forced upon us. Kishahalev harata no him l'kivon acher, right, where we can go a different way and we choose to come. Zohi matarat hanesira, and this is the whole point of the separation. L'havi et hayachas b'matzav shel hechrech or matzav shel bechira v'hizdahut pnimit bi'avo b'cheshek rav. Right, so the whole idea of this nesira of separating Adam and Chava is to allow the feminine, to allow Chava to become one that's in a place of free will. Of inner, again, like an independent identity, with love and with desire, with great desire. K'fisha ne'er b'hemshech, Arizal melamed otanu she'Yisrael b'dor shel Achashverosh hayu matzav shel nesira. So the Arizal says, you know where we were as a people during the times of Achashverosh? We were in a state of nesira. In order, k'dei la'avin et ma'a, so now this idea of the separation, we're going from being back to back. The time of Achashverosh and Haman was the time of Nesira. We're now being separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the back-to-back type of relationship. And now we're going to become, like we said, this idea of the independence, free will, choice, which will then allow us to then come to relationship with Padam HaFanim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what's interesting is, just if you take a stop a moment, you think about it, if we say that the whole issue was that when the Jewish people got the Torah originally, it was kafalim harkigigis. We were forced to take it, right? It was a rape, as the Maharal says. It was against our will. It was so, you know, forced on us. So then the idea of this process of Purim, if we're going from the place of achar v'achar and then this is Nesira, that what it's bringing us to is a state of being able to have the choice, the free will, right? So that we're able to get there. To be able to have this new relation with the Kaddish Baruch on a much higher level. So in order to understand this, the idea of Nesira, Mahut and Nesira, v'ketzad hibali dei bitoi, v'kamochen k'dei l'rot ketzad dafka b'zman ha-Nesira mufia Amalek. So what's interesting is, it's dafka at the time of Nesira that Amalek comes, right? Right. Think about this. Amalek is coming not of achar v'achar. He's coming dafka at the point of where we're in the process of getting to upon him, that's through Nesira. Tzarech la'archiv ma'av laver et ha-matzavim halalu achor b'achor v'nesira v'upon him. So now let's look at this a little bit more in terms of, again, we're going to take this to relate to like what's going on with this whole issue of the gullus of Purim and the emergence of Amalek at this dafka, this time of Nesira. Kishanu mitbonanim Biparshios Adam Mechava Betorah Anu Roim Sheker Hayavdal Bein Achor Bachor Lepanim Lepanim Bepanim Taloi Beisha Lo Vadim. So the truth is, when we think about this situation of back to back, and then the separation, it's really the focus is not on the male, but it's rather on the female. Kach Hametziyot Shel Achor Bachor Notzra Ketotzah Mikach Sheisha Lo Hayta Muftachat. So that originally, this idea, the first date of back to back, right? That it comes out from that it from that what or like an outgrowth of that is that the female was not muftechet. La'acher mikan anarom shehi zo shenivnet umit patachat ubeakvot ha'hit pat chuta hit avsher la'shul l'metziyah shapam v'fanim. So we see that there's a certain, called a maturation, an opening that comes out. She's like expanded, right? She's like, again, this idea of, a little bit of an emergence, but this idea of an opening, right? To then allows it to get us to the place of face-to-face. Ha'adam ha'dochra nishar b'matzavo. There's no real change that's going on. Adam is Adam. If you think about how he goes to sleep, they take a piece of him, but there's no real change in Adam. But Chav, on the other hand, is changing. She's in a state of emergence, in a sense. Right? She becomes built, so to speak, right? So the changes are occurring in the feminine, not in the female, not in the male. Ma'arechet yachsin zo shel achor b'achor nesir panim b'fanim mitbatat b'tzurot rabot. This relationship of, right, the states of back-to-back to then separation to then face-to-face, they're expressed in many different, in multiple ways, in multiple, we'll say ways for now. So, Dugma Achas Lahem, scenarios is a better one, okay? So, for example, Dugma Achas Lahem, Shenu Cholish Tamesh Ba, Kikli Lahavanat Nose Amokze, right? So let's see. One way of explaining this is the relationship of how parents relate to their kids. When the child is born, he's completely subservient to the parents. He has none of his own free will. No will. And none of his own will, let's say it. We say like the child is literally like a limb of the parent, of the mother. It has no self-identity, no individual identity. His eye is not at all present. He's completely dependent on his parents, and that's good for him at that point. He needs to be told what to do. And he goes after what his parents tell him. Who adayin enenu b'shel Bishal umuftach lavin et hataam vasiba madua madrichnato haorim dafka v'der. So he doesn't understand why he's being guided in this specific path. Who mesugal rak letziat letzayet lepkudot ach lo lavin lo lehizdahut lo lechorab me'atzmo. Right. All he knows is, you know, to follow orders. He doesn't need to understand. Right. There's no choice going on from his own side. Zeh matzav shel achor b'achor. This is the idea of back to back. Mitzad echad hayeled mechubar lehorav b'ofen tivi v'mechrach. So this child is completely attached to his parents in a natural but without choice, a forced type of situation. V'hu enenu yachol lipared mehem klar. Cannot separate from them at all. Who mitzayed ledivrehem shekein heim lamasa mehavim avro bechinat Moach v'das, v'hu rak yerech v'ever shememalei acher horot hamoach haloheim ahorim. Right, so it's like he's like a limb and a body that follows what the brain tells it. Those are his parents. Mitzad sheni ahorim me'atzmam gam kein lo choshvim mifnei hayeled et ha'omek v'hatam lahorotehem. Right, so we see that also on the other side, the parents, they themselves, they are not. They don't tell him, you know, the reasoning for what they're doing. Because they don't, you know, kid wouldn't understand it anyway. So nishar hatam hapnimi chatum b'tocha horim. So all of the inner reasonings are really within the parents. Lachin gam hayeled b'matzav shel achor, this child that's in the state of the back to back mekabel horot lo biur pnimi b'amok v'gam horim b'matzav shel achor nodnim horot lo chasifat hamash mot hapnimi. So really, both sides are in the back to back, kind of not communicating. The kid, because he doesn't understand. The parents, because they can't explain it to him what the reasons are. So Anita Lomar, but you see that each one has a state of back to back. Achor b'achor. Anita Lomar shegam arechas yachzin shel adon ve'eved him arechas shel achor b'achor. So too, master servant relationship is also in this state of back to back. Achor b'achor. Bo ha'adon einenu mazbi leved mitnei mahu mitzavehu al kach. The master never explains his servant why he's telling him to do it such and such. Hare has barano adali tzor etzel hasheni izdahut imatzivoy v'yachse adon ve'eved ein klal tzorach b'hizdahut shel ha'eved. Right, so the truth is that what explaining something is about why, because the other one has this identity, right, with and has some kind of identity with this command. But when it comes to the master servant relationship, there's no reason to have there's no independence for the slave. Hu batel alo ratzon chofshi, he has no free will. He's completely subservient. Ubehekrech penimi hu tsarach levatzeit asher mitzavim alav belit tsarach lavio lidei his dahut. Right, so there's no reason to explain to him, right? Right, the reason for the commandments, right? Because the only reason you would give that to someone is if they have, you know, some kind of identity, free will. So now, no shub el hayeled. So go back to the analogy of the child to the parent. Little by little, gadel hayeled, the child grows. La'achar hagadela hagufnit, now after the child's body grows, physical body grows, matkila hagadela hapnimit, we also have the internal growth of the child. Gadela tadas v'ha'ishut, the identity of the child starts to develop. Ka'es, lamasa, matkila habachira hapskript, l'hivaled, l'tkalatwa, right? So then we have this idea that free will now starts to sprout within the child. When he finally starts to understand his own personal desires, and then he wants to become, establish his own personal identity, right? So as he's developing now, he opens up and he starts to have his own desires. And this is the parallel to the period of Nasira, of the separation, where the child now wants to separate and create his own identity and get away from his parents. And he's going to get now to create his own independence with his own will. L'maisa im nimatza v'nagdir et hamatzav shal nesira ka'et hayeled eino rotza lasot et hadvarm kiamrulo. Right, when as he's going into the state of nesira, as we call it, what happens is the child, right, what he wants to do is what he doesn't want to do what he's told. Ela kihum ivin otam u'mizdahemim b'fnim hu lo rotza l'tzayet ela levchor b'toch tzbitzon chavshi m'lamase hu rotza liparid mihaorim lavor mimatzav shehu oseh et ritzon belvad lamatzav shebo hu chava v'oseh hadvar mitoch haratzon ha'ishi shelo. Right, he's going to going from a place of where his parents told him everything to where he's now going to be an independent person with his own will, his own, you know, personality. Ella b'tchilas dako shel yedah, but the beginning of this process lo tamid hu mivin sharatzon shel horim zeh haratzon hamiti shelo. Sometimes, if the truth is at the beginning, he does, right, look, he doesn't always understand that the will of his parents is his will. Harim chinchu oto amnam lefi darko lefi ha'atzmiyut hamitit v'aneshama hatahara shabo. The truth is that the parents were guiding him. If they're doing it right, they're actually guiding him. They're guiding him along that way, right? Olam hu ba'atzmo adayin lo makir et ha'atzmiyut shabo. But so in a sense, the guiding is a reflection of who he is in a sense of his identity, but he doesn't understand it himself. He only understands himself from an external way. But in the process of his becoming independent, of his separation, so now while he's going through this process of separation, he's going to start thinking sometimes that things that are external, that are really not him, are as if they are him, right? But kol elu heim shlavim shel tiya b'derech habaim mitoch chipos b'biro pnimi. Right, so as a person is going through a process of self understanding, of developing his own, so sometimes he'll be actually doing things that are not really his who he is. They're more external in nature, and it's a process of him finding himself to understand who he is. Okay, v'hine. Right. So now, at that time of the breakup, of the separation, problems will start with his parents. Right. Reish is called Mardonot. Beniga letkufat katnuto bahaya zakok me'ol haraot harav kreisu mevakesh dafka et hachofesh ha'atzmishla zehu gil ha'hit ba'agrut bo betmatchilot. Right. So as he's going through this process of becoming independent, right, there's where he rebels, like this rebellious state, right, and he wants to be his own person. He wants to have his own identity. That's this time of rebellion, right, where he becomes. He starts to feel his own personal, his own independence, his own self identity. Lachain Pamim Rabot who mitmarid Davka, he who ain't a rotza she yagidulo mala, so right, he becomes a lahachnis. Right? I'm gonna do it the opposite of what you tell me. But omekhaim in the deepest place, umivakesh lachazek et ritzonatsmi. He really was trying to do is strengthen his own personal will. Vizem it bate derach merida biritzonot shamechotzelav, right? So this is the idea, this is expressed through his rebelling against the things that are that the will, the ritzonot that are outside of him, shehurgo l'shomam b'tzaitnot merubah l'mas avigilze who matchil l'shma et haratzon shebetochel pnima ad osahes who lo hikir klalat pnito who raktsid l'ma shamrulo v'kait who matchil l'ratzot v'largish. Right, he's starting to feel himself now. But the bottom line is like this: at the time of when he's separating, right, then it appears that the influencer is completely gone. It's hidden. Nichneses the tardema goes into a stupor, into a sleep. V'hadmut hamikabelet noteret levada, right. And this idea, this parallel, is it's on its own. That the idea is that during this time of separation, it's the child that's left on their own, in bechirato, with his free will. Shalma davar doma laadam haotzer et beno milasod davar mesiyam mechashash sheyivka. Parent stops his child from doing something because he's worried he's going to get injured. And nevertheless, the child tries to do it again and again. At a certain point, the father says, you know what? You do what you want, right? You'll have to learn your own. Now the child feels like he's free to do what he wants to do. And then what happens is he gets hurt. And then he finds out, he realizes the wisdom in his father's advice. But this is the process of Nesira. We live him alone. Lamod mehatayot. Shall atzmo, v'lahaponim V'lahafnim et ha'emet, right? To be able to find the truth. Al-Danamar tova mardut achat b'libo shel adam. Right? So it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to have a little bit of this rebellion. V'harega shebo ha'yeled mevinet et tzidkas ha'aviv zohi ha'zarat panim b'fanim. When the kid understands the wisdom of the parent and the righteousness, or let's say that they're right, this is when we have them now returning face to face. Right now, he's not going to do the thing that's going to damage him because of his own choice. Right? He knows, he understands it's coming from him, not from his, not because of his father. Im kein hanasira hi matzav shebo hayeled hanukva im am Yisrael nisharim levat. So then, now taking our parallel, our analogy to us, to Klal Yisrael, that in the time of this separation, that what happens is that the feminine, which is Klal Yisrael, they're on their own. Hahorim hadukra, the parents, right? It's the male. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is Hashem? He's hidden from us. Kaviyachol. Elu hein haragayim hamasukanim. These are the most dangerous. Hashlav shebo yesh chipos atzmi, where we're now looking to find ourselves. The individual looking for themselves. Shalol gam lahapil michol minei sakanot v'lahavi l'masim she'enam mitukanim ve'enam holmim et ha'atzmiot hamidid. Right? So now this is a very dangerous state because they're in the process of finding themselves. But in the process, they can get this, go off into things that are really not who they are. But in order for us to be able to find ourselves, but in order to get there to the right place, you have to go through this process of separation. And in a certain sense, the way he's explained it is also this individuation. This is a very difficult process. It's a very difficult, trying time. Right. So this process of separation is not. It's a very dangerous thing. It's not straightforward at all. It's not like we know that from our educating of our children. So the truth is, what happens is that it's not so simple, right? It's not that the kid's always going to go on the right path. And so there are times when he's going to go off. The parents put him on a path that is going to help him actualize who he is, the real person that he is. The pure soul that he has within him. And then when he rebels against his parents, again, assuming that this is all healthy, right, that from a healthy place, so that they're sending him on the right path for himself. When he rebels, he's going away from that. Right? The kid wants to go on the, you know, and fulfill these righteous paths that his parents put him on. He hears his parents telling him, but he doesn't hear himself. It's only there that he's starting to feel a little bit of himself. Right? So the beginning stages of this process, he might be like going in a path of external things that are really not taking him to like the deeper person of who he really is. Because at the end of the day, he wants to do the best thing that's, you know, for him, for his soul, for, you know, in the best way possible. But that's the penimius of the person. But the initial stages of this process, he might not be keyed in on that. Because he's only beginning stages of understanding himself. He doesn't understand really what he wants and from the best place possible. chipos acher ritzonotav v'atzmiyotav hamitit, hu b'chipos acher chofesh u'bechira atzmi. Right. So this idea of him searching, right, of this idea of finding of the true free will, true choice. Okay, now. Bekach tziyuma shel tkufa zo, hi hitvadut amitit l'ritzonot amitim v'apnimim shel hayelad haboger. So at the end of this process, right, we come to this where he's really keying in, right, that hitvadut amitit l'ritzonot amitim v'apnimim shel hayelad haboger. Right, he's coming to the place of where he's the deepest places of the true, like finding his truest voice, let's call it. Laat laat halecha yeled makir mitocho penima et haemet shabedivrei harav. And then he starts to understand and recognize, from it the deepest truth, is the truest place of the truth of that of what came from his parents. Davka mitocha kashiyim v'hal mechovim from. So it's specifically from the difficulties, from the pains. Davka mitocha hidrakut tsurufa hakev, and from the distance that you have this pain. From there, no letit pinima amok amok ha-hakara ha-chazaka she-bekirbo hu enenu rotza ela ma she-hinchiluhu harav. So that he gets to a place where what he wants in the deepest sense is what his parents had given over to him. Et ha-derech ha-mi'ira va-hatova she-chinuchuhu v'giluhu la-lechetzba. That now wants to go to that place that is good, that of how his parents had actually educated him to go. La'ach she-chava al Disro et hakeev ha'atzum mihalicha ha'afucha midarkei tarov. After he goes through this experience of the pain from going through the opposite direction, the opposite path from what his parents had said him, nochach hu l'da'a shalamasa derazo inenu rak darkei horov ela hi be'atzma ha'davar hato'em biyoter et nishmato ator. It's not just that he's now keying in on what his parents' pathway was, but rather it's like where he wants to be. Zohi naderech ha'olemet et atzmito v'et mahut chayav. Right? It's this is the place, this is that will truly express like the essence of who he is. U'b'cheshek v'chefetz lev mitoch ritzon panimi v'ezdahut amitit yeshuv el orech ha'chaim ha'shehed richu harav. Right? So again, assuming this is all done, that he was educated in the proper way, so that when he starts going on this path, right, he's getting to this place where he's now doing it, but hayeled ba, but he's now coming from his own free will. Mitoch ritzon chofshi v'hizdahut amukah v'amitit. Mikol levavo makir hu heitev shezeh ma shehu rotze v'lo davar acher klal. Right? He actually recognizes now, he's able to come through this pathway because of his own choosing, and that's really from the best place possible. B'shonim imatzav shel achor b'achor. So in contrast to the back-to-back state, k'ayis achiver shelo el derech hachaim enenu rach chitzoni. So now his connection to this pathway, this proper pathway, is no longer external. Mitoch korach v'tzaitnut k'shelibo enenu masur b'cheshek el rodom v'le'itim af nohar hachitza. Now it's not this external type of thing, but rather it's a very deep type of connection. Mitoch ahava v'simcha v'atzuma, but from tremendous love and happiness and joy. Hu makir et atzmo v'ritzono tov ha'itev yodeh et hu ne'mana shekol ritzono eino ela derech zo v'lo zulata. Right, so now he understands himself, his desires, and he knows without a doubt that is his desires is to be on this path, and no other path. So mitziyot shel achor v'achor. So now this state of back to back, and then going to there to nesira, and then to face to face. Kayem gam etzel ha'adam ha'prati b'miskeret avodas Hashem shelo. This also works. This type of model of this process also exists for on a person's individual level and how he does his avodas Hashem. At the beginning, in the matzav of achor b'achor, hu mitziyot shel avodas Hashem v'bechinas mitzvah anash melumada. The beginning is the state of where a person does his mitzvos in a state of, by rote, Hada mitzayed lama shasem sivaru ulam hulo osezo mitoch hezdahut pnimiyat v'simcha ela mitoch korach v'kfir. Right? The beginning, assuming there's a person that starts out on the beginning path, he's doing the mitzvahs, right? He's doing it not from a place of joy, but rather because he had to do it. Mitzvah zo shel choser hezdahut pnimit sofel havili de mashber v'yirida. But the truth is, this type of approach will eventually lead to a place of brokenness. Im hanefesh pnima enenu mizdaheh im haTorah, harei shachas shom alula hi l'ritzonot hafuchim mihaTorah. If a person, his deeper part is not relating to the Torah, then God forbid, he will then desire things that are opposite Torah. God forbid, matzav zeh alul l'havi l'nefila v'lehizdavot b'chet. Right, it's going to lead him to sin. Matzav ha'nefila v'hidrachkut hu matzav shel nesira. But this falling, this distance, is the state of nesira. V'bo nechachto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitzdam tza'ah etzal adam kavyachol. Ubekuma hagdola nochachat haadam v'ritzonotav ha'ishim. Kach mamshichu v'torah. Choshev shemotzei et oshro b'mechuzos she'enem ritzon Hashem chalila. This guy, as he continues down this pathway, right, he's going towards things that are, he's going to find, his calling, let's say, that are not in the path of the will of God. La'achar she'hit rachek v'nachal. But now as he's distanced and he falls, hit orer bo ke'ev atzum al matzavo. He then senses a pain on his state. Zehu hetorut hatshuva. This is the awakening of tshuva. Haratzon ha'amok lashuv b'tshuva shlema einenu chitzoni. But this desire is not an external thing. Hulo ba kitachtiv v'keol zar ela ba mima'amake ha'nefesh p'nima. He's coming back because of a deep calling. Yimakom shel hizdahut amuka im ratzon Hashem. Right, where he's now identifying deeply with the will of God. Or hatshuva, bokeva ole mimamakia haatzmiot. This light of tshuva is shooting out from the depths of who he is. Meshiva to Adam biava b'hizdahut amukal lasot ritzon Hashem kiritzon. Right, he's coming to now. He's going to come back and be connecting to God, or desiring to do the Hashem's will. Okay, so now imkain hakriros b'avodas Hashem. So that when a person is approaching his avodas Hashem with a lack of warmth, let's say it. Mitzuvas an Hashem melumada zo zehu achor b'achor. When a person is doing his mitzvahs by rote, that's back to back with God. La'achor ba hanesira, but from there comes the separation. Hamechapeshet et haratzon haatzmi v'alul lipol b'derech ta'ayot v'machshavot k'ilu chalila haratzon haatzmi menuga l'ratzon Hashem. So then he can go down this path of where his will is going to be the opposite of God's will, right? Because this is all externalized, let's say. But then after that, b'la'achar mikein bar hidorut ha'tshuva v'shiva mechudeshes haratzon Hashem mitoch ratzon p'nimi v'zehu ha'matzav shalpan v'fanim. But when he does come back, that returning is going to be on the deepest level of face to face. Okay, so let's just do it until the end of it. To the end of it, we'll try to get to the end of this piece. It's not the whole piece, it's just the till Kofir Alf. Okay, so now, et kol hama atalach hazeh shal achar bochar nesira panim panim kotev harav kok vizel shono in oros. Ki efshal adam li pared midvekas halukas. A person, it's impossible a person to separate from connection to God. The Eshel the Knesset Yisrael he parade me Mitzor Yeshua or Hashem Elokei Yisrael, and Knesset Yisrael the Jewish people cannot separate from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aval i haefsharut hazo, but this impossibility haholechet umofia bechol adoros, which goes and is expressed in all generations, yesh ba hechrech tiv, it has a certain aspect of a thing that has to be, she'enenu noten makom lebihirut hadas legalot et pilata, but it doesn't, and therefore doesn't allow a place for clarity in order to be able to to reveal this what should play out. right? So basically, deep down, this is where we want to be connected. But because of this, we'll call it the noise, let's say, Yesh Bo Hecher Aktivi doesn't allow for this clarity to allow for this to play out. But that's the state of Achor Bachor. The idea that that the neshamas that are like that are a piece of God from above, that in a sense is the beginning stage of Achor Bachor. That nature of like we have a piece of God within us, that's actually something that's forced on us. We don't have choice in that. There's no free will there. There's no choice. But we go back to what we started with. The highest, the greatest level for us is the expression of free will. When we get to choose how we are Oved Hashem, that we do it from ourselves. Not that we're forced to do it. Lachain Sarach Lasa Nasir. Therefore, in order to get to the right place, we need to have a separation. Lamasa Haramchal Mifa'er Shekol Yuridas Haneshama Lagov Hi Bechinas Nasira. The truth is, the Ramchal explains that every descending of the neshama into the physical body, that is the first stitch. That's Nasira. Sheherchika et Haneshama mi bara. The idea of this distancing of the neshama from its creator, mizara et hatokef hahitgalut halokid v'rakach ifshar the neshama et habechira. It's only from there that going separating from God that allows for the neshama to now choose. Halo haneshamot hambimromim shuriyas b'or atzim kol kach ad she'im lahen klal hit labtut. Right? The neshamas that are up there, that are so close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they have no choice. They don't choose. Nimsa she'en lahan bechira. Lachen yirida neshama la'olam. But the neshama coming to this world, ha'olam, hu'olam imena tokefa. Or there, then they become completely separated or hidden from the light. In order to allow it to be created a point of being on their own. To get away from Hashem in order to now create that space for free choice. And at that point of the space given to that neshama, that person now can now choose to come back, to connect, but on their own terms, so to speak, or out of their own free will. Emet, Yerida Saneshama Lagov Hi Davar Lapasha Klal. The whole idea of Neshama coming into the physical body is not a simple thing. Nefila Drabot Alulot Lehivatzer Mimena. The truth is, just this act of a Neshama coming into the physical body is going to lead to many falls, many falling and descending. Chataim V'Sakanot. Sins, dangerous situations. Yetzahara, v'taybos, alulim, liftot at the adam aleyan. Right, is the person's going to be seduced from because of all these different desires. Lachain, omer haramchal, shabemes haneshama miatzma inen erotze biyiridazo. So the truth is, the neshama really doesn't want to go into the state of yirida. Elohi kavusha bo b'koach machriach. Right, it's stuck in this place of it's like they're captive. Mashala abba shemalmedet beno shzichia ba'ozei v'otoba mayim hamukim v'yodo shehu misugal l'schach levad. Right, father leaves his kid to swim. He leaves him there in the deep water, knowing that he's going to have to, right? He's going to have to figure it out himself. Hayelad nevak ve'ino rotze shi'az. The kid doesn't want to let go. V'ilo ha'av yodeh sha'ben yuchal amod v'latzliach b'misima. Right? But the father knows that the kid can do it, right? Imkein ha'matzav shalachor b'achor lolo b'chira hu einenu shalem. The back-to-back relationship without any choice, without free will, that's not a state of wholeness. Lachin Mamshech Rav Kook Vomer, therefore Rav Kook says, Akin Baim Yamin Shetardema Nofelas Al Adam, that therefore the days come when the sleep falls on Adam, V'haparzufim ninasrim et zemizeh. And then the phases are now separated one from the other. Ad shehapirut hagamor nasef shari. So it allows the complete separation to be able to be possible. And zohi hanasira. Hahit pardot. Harav Kook omer shehanasira yotzeret l'maset hafsharot shel hapirut hagamor. The truth is, nasira, the separation, allows for the complete, you know, the possibility for a complete separation. Halokate, kisheena mechubarim gav gav yichola ha'isha lakom l'aleches. When they're no longer connected back to back, now the woman can go on her own. Zeh misukan, but this is dangerous. Ela shebe'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea shebe'omek ha'omukim ha'rotzon hu echad. Ritzon shel chibur amiti v'pnimi. The truth is, Hashem knows that in the deepest depths of who we are, we know that we want to be connected. We want to connect. V'lochein, gam im yu ba'yot b'derech, even if there are going to be problems along the way. Sofa shel ha'nesira l'havi l'chibur mechudash. And what it's supposed to do is the separation allows for a new connection. Achapam lo achor v'achor, ela zot hapam etzen me'atzamayu basar m'sari. Right, so then it's no longer back to back, but rather it's your flesh of my flesh, achule. Zot hapam etzem. Klomer, yeshla atzmiut mahut mishala. That now etzem means that now this person has, that in the case of Chava, she had her own personal identity. Ve'nena rak shrucha achare b'hachrech kmo yele b'katan. Right, so she's no longer like a child that's forced to do anything, right? A little kid. Rather, it's going to have a separate and own personal identity. Ubiklalos hatardema, ubikalot hatardema. And at the end of the sleep, b'makom hatzela mechuberes chibur tivi gav l'gav omedes tiferet adam b'klil hadara shabachira hasechlit makered lomar zot hapam etzem metzamai ubasar mibisari. So that with after the separation and now standing on their own with a free will, that's this idea. Now I am an etzem me'atzamai basar m'sari v'ha'olam mitkonein b'ofat chayim v'toldot kayamot adaya, and that it mitkavein b'ofat chayim. It's like now the world is in a state of a life that will go, that will be, you know, continue on forever. Imkain, tukufa hanesira, is that point of the time of that stage of nesira, ad shemagilam etzav ha'amok shel panim upanim. So until you get to that place, that deep place of face to face, he tukufa misukena. It's a very dangerous process. Shehapirud hagamor nase ba'efshari, because it's the complete separation that allows. Right, Shapir Hagamor Nase Ba'av Shari Kav Yachol. This is when it happens. That of Nasira, the complete separation only goes when through the Nasira. Achein Hanasira Yotzeret Et Habachira. Because so what the Nasira does, it creates free will. Umemela Yotzeret Et Habsharud Levchor Gam Hafoch Midar Hashem. It does allow the possibilities. One of them being to go the opposite path of not the Dar Hashem. Kmo Shachein Yesh Chotem Shenaflu. We have many scenarios of sinners that fell. Hamalachim shein lahem bechira, whereas the angels that have no choice, rom din heim bebechinas achor ba'achor, lo chatu ach lachin, gam maltam pechusa yimalas adam. The angels that don't ever have free will, they have a much lower level than man. Sofa shel ha'adam lashuv panim mefanim. The end is that man will come, is supposed to come back face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy dagmen da'ach, not to give up hope. V'lachin ba ha'nesira v'chin kosev ha'rav kuk ha'afshariyot l'davar gavoa gavoa al-davar shmar, al-davar tfira, al-davar pirudim mukhatim hein todoseh shal nesira. Right, the possibilities for something very high, for based on something that's going to be potentially destructive, right, on denial, on separations, clear separations, that's all part of this process of Nesira, of the separation. Zohi ha-sakana she-hanakas koach ha-bechira v'ulam sofo shel ha-talich eino b'pirud chalila ela b'shiva mechudeshes v'lashm ha-rav kok Hein Toldoseh Shal Hanesira, Mevia Lidei Hidachdus Hagemura, Hatzurat Hachavshit, Masos Chasam Akala Yisus Alayach Alayach. Right, so this process of Nesira, the outgrowth that it brings to this idea of complete unification, all right, of a place of where a person has that free will, but then brings us to the place of the joy of a chasan and kala, and that the same way that we have that joy of a chasan and kala, so too we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coming together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what we'll do next time, God willing, is this idea of how this applies, that the Jews at the time of the Purim story, they went through, they were in the Tardema, they were part of this Nesira process, which prepared them to get to a place of free will, to be able to reconnect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kima v'Kibla Yehudim, right? They were able to really now, this time, instead of being forced like they were by Matan Torah, this time around, they did it with free will and a much higher level of connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Oh, well, yeah, very deep.
Have you ever heard this before?
I mean, it reminds me a little bit of a few things, like the whole idea of the Tzimtzum, right? Was the original Tzimtzum was to create space for free will, right?
Correct, but the idea of that the Adam Chava process is actually that idea.
No.
Right, so that I never. It's like I started. I saw this. I got up really early Shabbos morning before I went to the Old City. And which was a lot of fun this week, but you know, I started reading. I'm like, I never saw this before. This idea of back to back Nesira and then Panim upon him. It's pretty amazing, right. And that this is really an analogy. If you think about Shir Shirim, is understood on two planes. It's Klal Yisrael with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's also the individual with God. Yeah. That they're both read into that, and so this idea of this process. As well, is that the individual goes through this process of back-to-back to Nesira, and then allows, creates, as we grow, to become beings of free will, and that free will allows us to get to these much higher levels of connectivity. And so, too, we'll see when he describes this idea of how it applies to Klal Yisrael as well. We'll see. It's really, really amazing. And that the idea, one of the things that he drives home, which is so important, is that I keep on seeing this idea, which is like that the connection that Klal Yisrael has to God is there. It's rock, it's a bedrock type of thing. It's never changing. We always have that connection. Even if we're in a state of achor b'achor and a sira of this and that, that connection from the nukva side, from the feminine side, which is the shechina, how we, in a certain sense, are a manifestation of Hashem's presence in the world, we carry that with us. So that's always there. So it might be in a state of achor b'achor and or nesira, which is in the tardema, asleep. But that's coming from God's side. In the process of the nukva, Chava is being developed. She's developing. She's changing, right? Adam, or in a sense, Hashem doesn't change. But we, in this process of opening things up, in a sense, that's what he's talking about, this hispatros, this opening of things that creates this incredible opportunity for panim panim. This, which is a tremendous deep, intimacy that we can have with Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Well, yeah.